This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone are a few people for this brand new book called Obedience. We have the author Liza Snow. We have Daniel Zabel and Rue. Hey guys, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's going great. Good.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. So tell me all about this brand new book, Liza. We'll start with you.
All right. So this book is called Obedience. It is a student-teacher romantic suspense novel, and it is the first book in a four-book series. It is a debut book for this pen. I've been an author for a little while now, but this is a new pen name, and it's a debut book for this pen. It's a student-teacher romance, like I said, but the unique thing about it is it's between a silk aerialist in the circus. So you have this world-renowned silk aerialist training his protege student, and they kind of develop a little bit of a love interest for each other, and it kind of goes from there. So,
what made you start with a new pen name, completely just getting rid of your old history?
I wanted a new change. I wrote in a very small niche before, and I wanted to go into bigger ponds and see what I could do with a new pen name. So just a new challenge for me, basically.
And you know, something interesting about this book specifically is the audio aspect of it. You know, obviously Rue had a huge part in it, and so did Daniel. So one of you guys, tell me about kind of what the audio aspect of this book is all about.
Go for it, right. Danny.
Okay. Well, Liza tracked me down just to do some promo voice work for the book. I don't think she originally intended for it to turn out like it did.
No.
She heard the sample that I sent her, that I, Liza, you were going to use it just to promote the ebook, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. So we did a book trailer originally. I had him do a book trailer. He was on a voiceover site, and I heard his voice and was like, he sounds like how I would picture my character to sound. So I had him do a book trailer first. Yeah, you're right, Danny.
So you kind of test drove him in a sense, you know, and then kind of said, you know what, let's do something bigger.
Yeah.
And then she came at me hard. She was like, you got to do this. There's no other voice for this character, Chandler. It must be you. And she was persistent, and her energy for the project was contagious. And I was like, how can I say no? From my understanding, I believe Liza, she looked for many. Did you look for many Chandlers and many Cassandras, or was it harder?
You were my only Chandler, Danny.
Okay.
I heard you, and I couldn't. So what happened was I had him do the book trailer, and then I thought he sounded so good as Chandler. I thought, okay, I'll have him do some like promo for social media, and he did the promo. He was reading pieces of my book, and he did it so well, and I couldn't get him out of my head. So that's when I chased him down and was like, okay, you have to do this audiobook for me. It's history now. But yeah, for Cassandra, who Rue plays, we went through 40 people before I found her, and when I heard her, I absolutely knew 100% that she was Cassandra.
Well, so, you know, I mean, talking with, obviously, Daniel, I mean, we'll get back to Rue in just a second, but tell me, Daniel, tell me about, like, you know, kind of wanting to be part of this project, because I know you were kind of, you know, the perfect voice for this, in Liza's opinion, but what kind of got you hooked up on the project?
Well, I didn't want to be part of it, because...
Good start. Great start.
Audiobooks are a tremendous amount of work, and excuse me, this is not how I sound in the book. I have a cold here. I'm very nasally and may hear me blowing my nose. I apologize. I first did not want to do the audiobook because I've never done them, but my experience and what I've learned about them, it's a tremendous amount of time. First, you got to read the book and familiarize yourself with it. And then there's the actual recording part, but then there's also the editing part of it. So for every hour of dialogue that you put in, there's realistically more like 3 to 5 hours to get that 1 hour of polished audio. So, but it was her enthusiasm for the project that made me say, yeah, you know what, let's give this a go. I think it could be fun.
And something interesting about this, it's not just a normal audiobook. It's also kind of like listening to a full story, you know, listening to like a full act going on. And that's where Rue comes in. You know, tell me about kind of being part of this cool project.
Well, funny enough, with her going through about 40 different Cassandras, I actually wasn't going to audition, I saw the audition was there, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to get picked.
Meanwhile, were you insulted at the fact that you found out that there was like 40 different people before you? Or were you happy for the fact that you were able to kind of get through that?
You know, I'm happy. I feel special. I feel like, you know, she's like, all these other people, I don't need them. That's the one I want. So I'm a little jealous that Danny got the easy end of it, but because Liza was just throwing, you know, script after script. She's like, try this. And I'm like, okay. I'll do it. And she's like, I like it. We're going to go with that.
Yeah, she did so good on her audition, too. It was marvelous. She, like, jumped through every hoop I gave her. I was testing her just to make sure she was the perfect fit. And I had Danny at that point, so I was thinking about him, too, at that point. Like, I needed someone that could kind of match his energy. And, yep, they're fabulous together, so...
So do you guys feel like, you know, the real way to enjoy this book is kind of through the audio? Or is it, or do you still feel like, you know, someone should go pick it up and read it for themselves?
I think that the audiobook brings another level to it, but mm-hmm. reading the book itself, because me and Danny had to do that before, you know, we voiced our characters, I thoroughly enjoyed the book as it was. So either experience is great, but I have heard some really good things about us adding the effects into the book or into the audiobook that people are like, this really brings it to another level.
So was this your first time doing voiceover work, Aru, or was this like, you know, kind of like an easy task for you?
So I've never, same with Danny, I've never narrated an audiobook before. This was actually my first one as well. But I've done some voiceover work before, just never audiobooks.
Fair enough. You know, I mean, but it's just such a cool experience probably, obviously, to be part of because, you know, not only is this such like a theatrical piece that you guys created for Amazon and for, you know, everybody who's listening and out there to read and pick up, but also like, you know, it's just such a cool project to even be a part of too. Liza, you know, do you have other things in the works now, or is this was kind of like your big step and then to see what happens next?
So I'm into book two. This is a 4-book series, and so I'm working on the rewrites for book two. My wonderful narrators are getting a much-deserved break right now while I'm doing that, and it's going to take me a bit. I'm with this book series for the foreseeable future, for the next 2 years probably, working on it.
Daniel, was it uncomfortable kind of because this book was more, you know, in the erotic section of literature, or like how did that play into it?
It was interesting because there are intimate moments that Rue and I have to voice now, and it's even more interesting because we're not doing it live together. It's my interpretation, then her interpretation, and then we blend the two together. And obviously, you want to do it in a tasteful way, but you also want to do it in a realistic way that people are like, oh yeah, this is happening. So I think we achieved that. But I mean, that comes down to soft murmurs and, you know, those little moans and whispers and, you know, it's pretty good. The people who have listened to it say that we've created some fire there between the two of us.
Yeah, they did excellent. And I don't know if Danny has actually heard me say this, but there's a chapter. I've never have listened to my steamy scenes before as an author. Like, I've done audiobooks many times before, but I usually have someone vet them for me because I'm too embarrassed. And so I really wanted to listen to this one because I was so proud of this project. So I kind of like just forced myself through it. I'm going to do it. But there is one chapter that they did so well, and I literally like can't stand it. It's so good. And yeah, it's top notch. They did fabulous with the steamy scenes, with all of the effects in the book, and there's music and sound effects, and they went all out. It's a glorious audiobook.
Well, Liza, you know, for those who are just finding out about this book now, you know, what's the one thing that's kind of going to get them to pick up this book, in your opinion?
I think it's just a unique story, and maybe my narrators can pitch in what their thought is, but for me personally, I think it's the unique story that it is a student-teacher romance, but it's between a silk aerialist and his protege, and it takes place at a circus and a circus school. And so I think just that in itself, just it being a unique storyline like that, would be interesting enough for them to want to pick it up.
That is awesome. You know, and obviously the book is called Obedience. You can get it on Amazon. But for those who want to, you know, find you guys, find you, Liza, on all over the place, you know, where can they go to find you on social?
So I am on pretty much all social platforms, Liza Snow Author. And then I think if you don't mind, like Danny and Rue can pitch them too, but they're on. Yeah, but you can find me, Liza Snow Author, anywhere.
Awesome. And what about Daniel?
I have a website called ztownvo.com, and that gives you a little look at different commercial work that I've done.
For awesome.
TV, video games, etc.
Very cool. And then Rue.
Mine is all Rapunzaru, so it's like the first part of the name Rapunzel, and then Aru at the end for pretty much everything. But I do have a website, RapunzaruVO.com, as well.
For Daniel and Rue, by the way, you know, are you guys planning on working together at all in the future, or you know, is this kind of like the one time you guys are going to work together until the next book?
I never want to work with him again. If the opportunity presents itself that we find something that we're, you know, both interested in, I'd love to work together again.
Yeah, I think it would have to be a whole new set of characters, though. I feel a loyalty to Liza and these characters in this book, so we would have to recreate ourselves as, you know, something would have to be different and unique about the voices and the characters that we portray.
Oh, absolutely.
That is awesome. You know, and guys, I'm so excited for the audience to take a look at the book, too. Again, it's called Obedience, and it's available now on Amazon. Liza, Daniel, Rue, thanks you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.